from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week we're going to talk about learning culture, something that seems to crop up more and more. It seems to be a kind of rising trend in learning and development. People are always keen to talk about developing a learning culture, or they've got one, or you know, even a piece of technology has led to a learning culture, which I find hard to believe, but that can happen too. So Nigel, you're the man, you've written a book about it. Tell us, what's it all about? Why has it become such a big trend? And is there anything we need to know about it that we don't already?
Yeah, thank you, Martin. I'm just actually finishing off a second edition of the Learning Culture book. So I've been thinking about it a lot in the last few weeks and months as I'm beginning to kind of focus on rewriting. And there are a number of things that have struck me. One is that a learning culture has become a kind of trendy badge. You wouldn't want to be a half-decent learning leader without, you know, I've got a learning culture badge on your lapel. And as that has increased, the velocity of the use of the term has increased. The focus on its meaning, I think, has decreased. So we reach a point where it is almost useless as a term, and I want to kind of reclaim it. And the reason I think that is that there's a really, really simple confusion. And that is the confusion between a culture of learning and a learning culture. Let me explain before you throw up your hands in horror, Martin, and say, is he gone completely mad? A culture of learning is when you want to increase the amount of learning in the organization. And that can be by giving people permission to do something, or to give them access to Coursera or LinkedIn Learning, or just generally boosting the content and boosting access. Bringing in an LXP is another way of encouraging more learning, to build that culture of learning. But that is only a very first stage towards a learning culture. And I think a learning culture is much more profound and far-reaching. A learning culture is when the organization learns. It's not about individuals. It's individuals contributing to an organization that is able, in an agile and often high-speed way, to make adjustments, to rethink itself, to reconfigure itself, to deal with the challenges and the complexities of the present. So a learning culture is if you like, Chris Argyris talked about single loop and double loop learning. And single loop learning is when you reflect on a problem and solve a problem. Double loop is when you realize that the problem has as much to do with your approach, your values, the organizational structure, as it has to do with the problem in isolation. So double loop learning is going beneath the surface to deal with complex issues. And in a learning culture, you have that double loop learning going on. So people use learning to work on the organization, but don't extract themselves. They don't look at themselves apart from the problem. They recognize that often they are a part of the problem. So it's about organizational change and individual change and the evolution of a culture to deal with what is confronting organizations day to day. And in the COVID crisis, you could see the difference between those organizations who recognize that a huge amount of their existing hierarchy, decision-making, access to technology was actually stopping them getting stuff done when they were dispersed and when they couldn't operate in the normal way. And those organizations that recognized that the way they saw themselves was as big a part of the problem as getting access to technology or more prosaic things, then you started to move towards that learning culture. So I think the term is really important and needs to be separated from a culture of learning, which is desirable and important, but isn't the full story. So I think that's quite helpful. I've made that distinction in the second edition of the book. But I, you know, the more and more I look at learning culture, I see it as really at the heart of resilient organizations.
Mm.
And we need resilient organizations in this very insecure and uncertain world.
Nigel, I think that was really, really well explained, very succinct. And I also like the fact that at the beginning, you were talking about the fact that the more something, a term is talked about, the less sometimes it is understood. And I think that happens a lot in learning. I don't know what all our listeners think, but I think that we can be guilty of that. We can talk about it. It then, and I think maybe that just happens anyway with language. It becomes kind of popularized and it's not really clear what it means. But I think this is a good example of why you need to be clear, because there is a difference. I think a lot of people are working at developing a culture of learning, but actually that, as you said, that's the start. And, you know, way beyond that is this kind of transformation into a learning culture. So that was great. I think we should stop there.
We will do that. It's a pleasure to talk, Martin.
Thanks, Nigel.
From scratch.